From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? What sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. Such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A lot of destruction going on in the readings today, and also a building plan. It's important for us to focus on both as we mark this week of the Solemnity of Christ the King. This vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had in the first reading, and that God also allowed Daniel to see with its interpretation, we see a little snapshot, not just of world history, but of salvation history. In this image of this statue, we see the succession from, in the terminology of the image, the gold of the Babylonians to the silver torso of the Persians to the abdomen of bronze of the Greeks, to the femora of iron, which was the Romans, and then finally that mixed kingdom of the latter part of the empire, in which the stone not hewn from the mountain would come and shatter it all. And that stone was the stone rejected by the builders, would become the cornerstone, that mountain, Christ the King. How he would crush every other kingdom, not by obliterating them, but by transforming them from within, so that what was held valuable, which was what was considered previously the real source of power, would be turned upside down. That notion would be destroyed. And then we would have a kingdom set up by God, the God of heaven, that shall stand forever. And that's the kingdom that we celebrate throughout this week, that we seek to enter, and that we hope with all the saints to live in forever. Today's gospel, Jesus talks about another tearing down. It wasn't of earthly kingdoms. It was of the temple there in Jerusalem. "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." That would be done by those iron legs, done by Titus and his armies, just leaving a few stones left so that everybody could weep until the end. But Jesus, when he was describing this, likewise described that another temple would be built. Tear this temple down, and 3 days later it will be rebuilt. That he, that eternal king, was coming, not just to inaugurate a new kingdom, but to inaugurate a new form of worship, a new temple, to incorporate us within that fitting worship of the Father, so that we might build ourselves on the Lord, the cornerstone. But we need to ask some serious questions. You know, the early saints would describe four different meanings of sacred scripture. Do you know what they are? Have you studied? Do you remember? The first is the literal sense, and then there are three spiritual senses. Yep. Well, the anagogical would be the eschatological. And then there'd be the moral sense, right? So the allegorical would always apply to Christ, that the moral would apply to us, the anagogical to the last things, especially to heaven, to judgment. So just looking at the moral sense, there are parts in us and in our spiritual life that are golden, others perhaps silver, others perhaps bronze or iron. But then there are parts of us that are likewise clay. And the Lord himself wants to tear down, this was the old Jesuit principle, in order to build up, to help us to make sure that our entire existence is rooted on him who is the cornerstone. And in the parallel passage from St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, all that you see here will pass away. The whole glory of the temple shining with its gilded top, all of it will pass away. But my words will not pass away. Jesus wants us precisely to build on him who is the rock. He says at the end of the Sermon on the Mount that those who hear his words and act on them are that wise person who builds on rock, that can stand not just the buffeting of the storms, but also stonings coming from right, left, above, and below. To build our life fully on the Lord's word, to be secure there, is the way that no matter what comes, we will stand with the Son of Man. To help us to do just that, the King of Kings comes to strengthen us. In great humility, he gives himself to us and asks us to approach him, to build our life anew on him each day, to see those parts in us that are earthy, and recognize that he wishes to fill us with an extraordinary treasure, to make us secure, built and rooted and firm in faith in him. As he prepares to give us this gift again, we don't have to look into the sky for awesome sights and mighty signs, because the greatest of all is thrown into our mouths.